They're common in America, with children running through the corridors practicing for something they hope will never happen.
Quietly.
The horror of girls and boys being taken into a safe room and told to get down.
We need to stay quiet until they let us know that we can get up and go back to what we are doing. But until that time, we need to sit down quietly.
We've discovered the first British primary school to introduce these US-style safe rooms in the event of a terror attack. It's not in London or in Birmingham or Manchester. It's in the Ashfield area of Nottinghamshire.
The teachers taught them to go under the tables, and then my daughters just taught me that. The teachers also put a table up at their classroom door to stop the bad people getting in. We didn't know it was happening until the morning they did it. They sent a text message out to parents. I was mad, obviously, at first about it.
Mary's five-year-old daughter goes to Leamington Primary. That's where teachers and pupils have been taken through the corridors and told to hide under desks in a special safe room. The window blinds are closed, the children have to be quiet, and the teacher barricades the door shut with a chair.
I had to go under the table, sit under the tables. It's one classroom where they were all congregating. After what we see on the news, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened anywhere. If the situation crops up, then it's different. But at the minute, it's just to say to keep them safe, and that makes them feel better.
Well, Gillian Lovett is originally from the UK, but she now lives out in New York. She's all too familiar with these lockdown drills and safe rooms.
It's really heartbreaking to think that they actually have to deal with this, but I think that it's the reality of the world that we live in. And I'd much prefer that he be prepared if something did happen than have somebody come into the school and they'll be all screaming and making noises.
Now, we discovered this practice just weeks after the Paris attacks. And in the last week, a number of people were killed in the worst school shooting in Canada in almost 30 years. So, is it time to introduce safe rooms and do lockdown drills at schools across the UK to ensure that pupils know what to do if every parent's worst nightmare was to unfold?